KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy and windy here today. A high of 55. A wind advisory is now in effect until 7 p.m. for Adair, Ottoman, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Sac, and Union counties in our listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Less than 3 months after the superintendent of the Griswold Community School District was arrested in Carroll County for OWI first offense, another Griswold District Administrator is in trouble with the law. Authorities in Union County say 41-year-old Thomas T.J. Dunphy, principal at the Griswold High School, faces a charge of OWI second offense and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. The charges were the result of a traffic stop for speeding in Creston that took place at around 3 a.m. Sunday. Online court records show Dunphy pleaded guilty to drunken driving in 2010 and served 2 days in jail for the crime. Since his latest incident, Dunphy has posted bond and had his preliminary hearing set for March 29th. School officials say Dunphy was placed on administrative leave. The Griswold School Board is expected to meet Monday to discuss the matter and Dunphy's future with the district. In December of 2015, Griswold Superintendent Dana Kunze was arrested in Carroll County for OWI first offense, and in a plea bargain, he pled guilty to the charge on February 25th, was given a 60-day jail sentence with all but 2 days suspended, and given credit for time served. Kunze was also ordered to pay a $1,250 fine and given 2 years probation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 3 recent arrests. On Tuesday, deputies arrested 23-year-old T.J. Taylor Anderson of Exira on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for driving while barred. Anderson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was later released on $2,000 bond. And 2 people were arrested Monday in Cass County. 52-year-old Martin Soto Herrera of Council Bluffs was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $2,000 bond. And 30-year-old Tony Martin Mayo, Jr. of Lewis, was arrested Monday on a charge of OWI first offense. Mayo was also cited for driving under suspension. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday on his own recognizance. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Cass County man had been arrested Tuesday morning on a warrant for theft in the third degree. 44-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis was taken into custody a little after midnight and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. A man from Cass County was sentenced Monday in Pottawatomie County District Court to a maximum of 10 years in prison on a controlled substance violation charge after pleading guilty in a deal that resulted in 2 other charges being dismissed. 32-year-old Jacob Leary of Atlantic was found guilty by Judge James Richardson on a possession of methamphetamine charge. In exchange for his plea, charges of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and failure to affix a drug tax stamp were dismissed. Leary was given time for credit served and fined $1,000. He also had his license revoked for 180 days. Leary and 32-year-old Randy Schaefer, also of Atlantic, were arrested late last September following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County when a search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of 16 grams of methamphetamines and syringes. Schaefer pleaded guilty to a similar charge in November. She was given credit for time served and placed on probation, but has since allegedly violated the terms of her probation and is scheduled to appear in court March 30th for a hearing. An ATV accident in Harrison County Monday afternoon claimed the life of a woman, her unborn twins, and resulted in injuries to her 3-year-old son. The Iowa State Patrol says 27-year-old Jordan Muxfelt of Logan died in the crash that happened around 1:25 p.m. as she and 3-year-old Wade Muxfelt were traveling north on Morgan Avenue, north of Highway 127. Officials say, for reasons unknown, the 2010 Polaris 4-wheel ATV they were riding made a sudden right turn, causing the machine to roll over. The woman and her child were thrown onto the pavement. Jordan Muxfelt was flown by helicopter to Creighton Hospital in Omaha, where she was pronounced dead. Wade Muxfelt was transported by Logan Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley and later flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. In the funeral announcements, Vera Aileen Laver, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vera Laver will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dwayne Nielsen, age 68, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne Nielsen will be today at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Linda Johnson, age 68, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Linda Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Iola Muller, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Iola Muller will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Loretta Vinke, age 93, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Loretta Vinke will be held Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Karen Ann Fritz, age 60, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Karen Fritz will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reekin Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Leola Getzinger, age 89, who's formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Cedar Falls. Funeral services for Leola Getzinger will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Eric John Jorgensen, age 78, of Audubon, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Eric Jorgensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Reverend Charles E. Smith, Jr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Reverend Chuck Smith, Jr. will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jessica Lee Roberts, age 32, of Omaha, died February 11th. A celebration of life service for Jessica Roberts will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Dale Way, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Dale Way will be next Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.